right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to week four in class four. And this is our journey of manifesting our visions with empowered feminine manifestation. And I'm amazed it's already week four. And I'm really enjoying your wonderful emails and postings. And I so appreciate the feedback. It lets me know where you are in the process and what exercises you're finding useful, and especially what you're enjoying the most. So lots of you commented about last week's class, Beauty and Sacred Sensuality as a Guiding Force. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Got a lot of enthusiastic response for that. And just the idea of leading with beauty brings kind of a relief. You know, we can relax the straining will and kind of being driven by our shoulds, being pushed toward what we should do, and relax into the magnetic pull of the joy and beauty from the heart toward our visions. That's what this is all about. So I appreciate that you seem to really respond and like that meditation. I'm glad that we will pull out an excerpt of meditations from the class on the members page underneath the class recordings when we have. We'll do that with tonight's class as well. So we seem to go the deepest with the simplest teachings. They're the most profound and often bring the biggest transformation. They are the most effective, and I believe it's when the thinking mind is out of the way. And they're so profound. And so where we're headed today, I was in a meditation this morning and I got this image of one of those old tall ships, a large sailing vessel. And remember, if you've seen them probably in the movies and so on, the wooden statue of the woman that is carved onto the bow of the ship that's guiding the way when, you know, discovering new lands. And that so often was depicted on so many of these old, beautiful ships that have been preserved, and it's called the Maidenhead, interestingly enough. So I just kind of picked that as the muse for today's class, because the theme for today's class is your vision is calling you. Can you hear it, and will you answer? So we've been getting in touch with our heart's desires and the feeling sense of the qualities that come with it. And we've been tuning into the vision of when it starts to come into view by feel. Sometimes it's just the intuition and the feel. We don't always get the image. And exploring what area of life that it affects us. You know, where is this vision coming in for a landing? And I remember talking with you last time about in these areas of life when we're zoning in, it is best to focus on one at a time, because putting the ray of your attention into an area and coming from the being space, right, that open center of the circle on the wheel of life, when we come from that being space and move into our doing and we focus our attention on one thing at a time in a relaxed and alert way with a lot of presence, with joy, and when we're following beauty, when that's part of the magnet that's pulling us, that turns our wheel. It activates the whole wheel and affects every area of life. So in the exercises, you're welcome to any area of life that pops up in that given exercise, and you'll also notice that one area will affect another. Like you'll notice that probably, you know, sometimes two areas show up at the same time, and you might be thinking, uh-oh, I'm supposed to pick one. What should I do? And I want to say to you, your consciousness is just noticing that those two areas are very much linked with whatever the exercise is, and they will both be included whenever you come into a landing on one of those. Acknowledge both, feel into both, and then come in for a landing into one of them for the exercise. You can always go back and repeat it again for another exercise. Several of you said something that I found to be true is that when I focus on my spiritual growth, it very much affects my personal growth. And, of course, you know, one could say that with meditation or with spiritual practice, of course that's going to affect every area of the wheel. It's going to improve your health and your relationships. Everything is affected by that. And if you look around the wheel, really every single area affects every other area, but at certain times it will be more obvious to you. So I just want to just encourage you that the focus, you know, we tend to have from the mind this idea, hold on a second, I want to make sure that we are muted. Okay, there's just a couple. Okay, that's me. I don't want to mute myself. That wouldn't be good. Okay, yeah, for some reason there was just one unmuted. Okay, where was I? Let me just take a breath. All right, the point that I was making was that in our thinking mind, we very much divide things. We separate things out, and that's a very good function for focus in linear time. You know, we need to plan our schedule. We need to focus on one area at a time or make a checklist or a to-do list, whatever it is. You know, appointments happen at a certain time, et cetera. And so this idea of separating out activities brings up comparison. That's where we notice the difference between things. And that's very useful for planning and for implementation. You know, I need to use that part of my brain when I'm doing the control panel before I drop in, right? And if you notice when I have to switch back and figure out who is unmuted and mute that and not myself, you know, I lose a little track of my stream of consciousness of where I teach. So I'm just kind of practicing, you know, swinging deftly between one area and another and back and forth. And dropping the thinking mind in the differentiation mode when I don't need it. I need it to focus on the tech aspects and make sure you get the right emails on the right day and all of that. But it really gets in the way when I'm in the flow. So it has a function. It has a supportive function. It's a structure. Yes, it's one of the left brain gifts of the masculine side, which supports the feminine side. The feminine side is really leading in that she is the most receptive and open. And of course, I'm speaking calling it male and female. I'm not necessarily separating that between men and women. We all have a masculine and a feminine side. Our masculine side is the structural support. And the laser focus on detail in linear time and sequencing, noticing differences and comparison. And that's great for uniqueness and expression. It absolutely supports what I'm calling this, you know, goddess on the bow of the ship. You know, she needs that ship, the structure of the ship, and she's the guide. And there's a reason why they have this statue of various goddesses on the bows of ships, because you know they're in the ancient world, talking now like 17th, 18th, and 19th century too, in the early 19th century, these ships were setting sail into uncharted territory. You know, they had these rough maps and ideas that were wrong. A lot of them were really wrong. It took tremendous courage to take these voyages into the unknown, into new territory. And so they put their trust metaphorically in the guidance and receptivity of the feminine. And it's an acknowledgement, and many times they call the ocean a she and the ship itself a she. And it's out of respect to the mystery and being guided by the mystery. And so that's a concept I wanted to bring back in for all of us to appreciate in gratitude for this amazing guiding force that we have, our intuitive force. So your vision is calling you. Can you hear it, and will you answer? And getting in touch with the qualities that come with the heart's desire, whatever it is you showed up in this 90-day course with, that you wanted to tap into its potential and wanted to bring it forward, whatever that is. It may have already evolved by now. And it may have even changed. It's like an unfolding, right? Like a flower, the rows of petals open up, and every day it's changing and opening. And it's all inclusive. Right? The beginning petals that were so evident are now open, and the inner petals begin to reveal themselves as the rays of the sun warm up the center and coax that opening. So as we get in touch with this, you notice I always, you know, use nature for metaphors. And these nature symbols that have come forth from your meditations really help you to embody these qualities. They're very important because they make sense to the body. You know, they make this ethereal, mysterious land of our visions, which is yet unknown, they make it more real and tangible. And they also help us feel safe. Right, we're exploring uncharted territory. We're calling in things that are past our familiar zone of experience. And it's the yearning in the heart which does this, which is answering the call of spirit. There's an experience that you're wanting to be having that saying is planted like a seed in your heart, like a little time release capsule, and it vibrates at just the right time in your life. And you start to feel that yearning for whatever it is. And you sometimes don't even know what it is. Sometimes you have an idea. But by the time it emerges, the experience, whatever it is, it always looks different than you thought it would. It rarely looks exactly like you thought it would. And that's, you know, always a good thing because it's just beyond our imagination. Imagination is a tool. And it's a wonderful jump start. It's like a little trampoline or a booster to get you airborne, right? And then the feeling of being airborne and uplifted, raising your vibration to match your vision, is where we kind of catch the spirit. You know, we catch the bug in a good way. And it really takes over in our body cellularly if we allow it to, if we're willing to do that, to come back in for a landing and ground it. That's always the challenge. We'll be starting with a little process today to further that experience. So now we're ready for some movement, and we'll be focusing on one main area of life, and this more accurately, this way of moving, it's really on one level more like an emergence. Right, your vision is kind of like a kernel of popcorn, which is sizzling in a pan, and the heat underneath is your desire, your passionate creativity, the focus of your attention. It's the ray of your own soul or your life force. And this is what, you know, exists. Indigenous people call this state where they get in touch with their dreams and also with messages from ancestors, etc. They call it the dream time. And they all have a word for this. It's all around the world, from the Aborigines in Australia to the Dogon tribe in Africa to the Oshawa in the Amazon, you know, the Druids, you name it. Just name the country and go find the indigenous roots, and you will find the practice of some meditative nature or trance nature that helps them to drop into the core to get guidance. And in modern physics today, it calls it the interactive unified field. And in the New Thought movement, or the New Age, or what used to be called the New Age movement, it's the field of infinite possibilities. There are lots of incredible experiments that have been done over decades now, substantiating that we are not separate from our environment, that our thoughts have a direct effect on outcomes, and that our creative potential is limited only by our thoughts, so it seems. The more we explore, the more this seems to be true. And, you know, there's lots of studies of the effects on prayer with patients in hospitals recovering from surgeries, and, you know, statistics are just astounding, with recovering, you know, 30 to 50% faster with not just their own prayers, but with group prayer, you know, sending these good thoughts to them. And in modern physics, there's all these experiments to substantiate what's going on here. It really piqued the interest of the scientists who were open to study it. And there's one that I'll never forget that I want to share with you that I remember. First of all, I remember in chiropractic school many years ago in histology class, you know, studying the tissues of the body. And here's this little squamous cell, which comes from the inside of your mouth or throat. It's a specialized cell. And they stain them and put them on a slide. They're looking under the microscope, and the stain is usually these beautiful colors of, you know, turquoise and fuchsia and all these great colors to see the shape of these cells. And here's this little amoeba-type cell, and it's stained in this sort of pinkish stain, and I'm looking at it and saying, oh, well, that's interesting. You know, it has this function for moisture and protection and so on. And then in class, they told us it's found in only one other part of the body and only in women. And my ears perked up. The squamous cell is also found in the vagina. So in a way, you could say, you know, for the moisture, and it's like a channel or a throat. It's sort of like a mouth and a throat. And it's very interesting that the body duplicated this cell in both areas. Isn't that fascinating? And one other cell that I was surprised to see the shape of and the beauty of was the goblet cell. Doesn't that sound gorgeous? It looks like a goblet, and in the stain it had this like glowing golden liquid coming out of it, and it turned out to be mucus. it just so happens, everywhere you look, no matter where you slice it, when you look under the microscope at these cells, they're all gorgeous. You know, these bone cells look like these gorgeous round rings of a tree with lines in them. And so I was just very moved by the poetry of the body, the poetry of nature, the beauty of it, being moved by beauty. There's so much knowledge in absorbing the beauty. All right, so our first exercise. First exercise is about exploring the choice of saying yes to our vision in a deeper way, an opening to more self-awareness, letting the vision in a deeper way, opening to receive your vision, right? So let's start receiving with our breath, and let's take three conscious breaths together. So remember, we're starting by filling the belly and rocking the pelvis forward. And then exhaling and letting the air just leak out like it's leaking out of a balloon. And you're coming for a landing into your chair through the sit bones if you're sitting or wherever you're laying. And on the exhale, your back is flattening. We're kind of squeezing out the air. And we're rocking our sacred forward on the in-breath and then bringing it up to the solar plexus and include the back, your kidney area, on the deep inhale and exhaling back, rocking back and down. Your head moves last, remember? So as we're breathing, rocking up, this time to the heart, stretch and open your shoulders, rolling them back and down, releasing the arms and the neck. Releases, rocking the neck. So just coming into the wave of your breath, and you can continue that while I lead the guided meditation. And just drop into the wave of your breath, dropping into your core. Great. Wonderful. Now bring one hand over the heart. And the other one anywhere you like. The belly, the solar plexus, or you can join it at the heart as well. And the movement of your breath becomes a little more subtle, but you're staying with riding the wave of the feeling of the breath. And just go ahead and breathe into this heart, through the heart. Imagine there's a mouth and nose under your hand. And as you're breathing, your chest expands and you're bathing the heart with the breath. A wave of your life force energy is cresting and washing over the heart itself. Rinsing through your body. So you can feel on the wave of your breath rising up through the inhale, cresting on the curl of the wave, and then washing, relaxing, releasing. And this time on the exhale, on the inhale, breathe in. Riding that crest to the peak, and then at the peak, breathe in a little more, one more time. And then release out through the mouth with a sigh. Great, let's do that two more times. Breathe in. Top of the inhale, a little more. Sip the air a little more. And exhale with a sigh. And one more time. Bringing the air all the way up, cresting the wave up over the neck and throat, releasing any tension there. A little more. And then exhale. Wonderful. So now, continuing to breathe through your heart, you can relax your hands if you like. And let yourself focus on the desire you have for your vision. However much you know about it right now is perfect. You don't need to know any more than you already do with your mind. You're being guided by the goddess on the bow of the ship. This is heartfelt intuition. So sink into that support of being guided. And what is it about the experience of the vision that you really want? What is it that is so compelling? What is stirring in your heart? Feel yourself relaxing into that stirring feeling, and you're lifted, literally, almost pulled magnetically toward this experience or the feeling of this experience. The more you relax, the more you're lifted into it. Qualities will you have in your life when this vision manifests? What do you imagine you will feel like full flower in your life? The fulfillment, the peace, the ease, the vitality, the flow, the abundance, the intimacy, the connection, the inspiration, the creativity. What is it that is most compelling for you, most desirous? And just let that warm your heart, like sitting near a glowing fire. Relax into the quality. notice what that feels like in your body when you fully receive this quality. And let's take it in as if it's coming in through the top of our heads and it's coming in for a landing in our bodies. So whatever your chosen quality is tonight, let's start there. Pick one of those. Just keep it simple. It'll be the right one, whatever it is. And just remember, every choice includes everything else that's shown up. When you focus in oneness, all is included. By receiving this quality, you will receive every other quality that came up for you. So just imagine that this quality in energy is pouring in through the top of your head as you breathe. Right, like standing under a waterfall of light. Light energy, make that the color, the temperature, whatever you enjoy most, whatever is most beautiful to you. And receive it in, have it rinse right through your brain like it was a sponge. Be bathed in the quality. And it washes the backs of your eyes and clears the screen of the mind. And your eyes see the beauty of this quality. They're open to seeing this. And it rinses through the ears, the back of the head. And your ears can hear the sound of this quality. That sound may be stillness, silence. I can hear the crickets chirping outside my window. And then down through the mouth and nose, there's a fragrance and a taste to this quality, a freshness or a sweetness. Maybe it's astringent or pungent, woodsy. Allow yourself to taste and receive the quality. All the senses come into play with these qualities. They're delicious. What's delicious about this quality? What's the enjoyment on the sense of taste and smell? And then receive it down through your throat. Open the throat. Be willing to open up even more. Right? We're increasing our tolerance for pleasure and joy. So just imagine your throat is opening and relaxing and receiving this quality. Right? You don't have to will it or manipulate anything to get it. It's coming. It's coming in. You relax into it. You receive it. Down through the shoulders and into the heart. The heart is one of our reservoirs. So deep in the heart, you recognize this quality. Your heart says yes to the quality. And you fill your lungs and you open and relax your shoulders and it flows down your arms and out the hands, this opening to receive through the hands. Saying thank you, gratitude for this receiving. Fill up even more through your hands to your heart. Deep breath. And then down to the solar plexus. Include the back of your body, the whole lower rib cage, digest the quality, nourish yourself with it. Release and open. Relax the belly even more as it goes down through the navel into the lower abdomen and lower back. Fill up the lower belly and the pelvis. Really take a conscious wave breath here, fully, even deeper than when you started. Rock the pelvis forward slightly. Feel it all the way down to the sit bones. Really receive fully all the way through the root chakra in the hips. Relax into the wave. Open and receive all the way through your legs and out your feet. All right, receive the support of Mother Earth. She's saying yes along with you. So notice how your body feels now that you've taken it all the way through your body. And as you relax with that, I'm going to just mention the areas of the Wheel of Life. You don't have to think about it. And just let them kind of wash through your consciousness. Let your consciousness visit each area. And it's fine if you're going a little bit back and forth. Just let that be. And we're going to eventually come into a landing on one area. Okay, so taking a breath. And we're deep in our beingness right now. We're deep in that relaxed, receptive state, just open to receiving this quality. And from this space, when you imagine your spiritual growth, what does that look like in your life? Taking this openness and receptivity and this quality from your vision, how does that express itself in your life spiritually? Feeling that oneness, connection with nature and others. And then how does that affect your personal growth? Right? Your thoughts and feelings about yourself, your own experiences, your learning, your level of natural confidence, and ease, clarity, communication. And how does this quality affect your health and wellness? You imagine your body healing, being fully rested, coming into balance, accessing more vitality. How does it affect your intimate relationships, how you connect one-on-one with people or a partner? When you embody this quality, how do you imagine that? And how does it affect your feelings toward and interactions with your family, your close ones, your inner circle of friends, your community, a group, how you interact in a group setting? How does this quality affect your personal environment, your home? How is it expressed there? How does that change for you when it blossoms in your home or in your career? Or your retirement, whatever passionate hobby or activities you're doing in your retirement. What you're up to in the world, how does it affect your sense of abundance, support, and prosperity? Your resources. You feel more connected to the flow of being supported and a balance of giving and receiving there. How does it affect your creativity and play? How about your travel? Whatever you do for recreation. Movement for the joy of it. Exploration for the joy of it. Okay, so from all of those, many may have touched you, but for now, with your vision, come in for a landing. Be willing to be inclusive. It's all coming with you, and come in for a landing in one area on your wheel of life. And this is where you will get some kind of a symbol, like a nature symbol. You know, if you're in prosperity, it can be a gold coin, it can be money itself, minerals and metal, that's part of nature, right? Human beings are part of nature. So no restrictions on what that looks like for you, just that it's something tangible. You can touch, see, smell, taste, and feel how that makes you smile, makes your whole body smile. To touch, taste, and feel the grounded energy of your vision. So your vision is meeting you. It's emerging. We are literally glowing with the pregnancy of our visions. So now I'm going to have you just savor that experience of connection. Breathe it in. Touch it, taste it, feel it with all of your senses, whatever nature symbol shows up or something tangible that is symbolic of the vision itself carries the quality. Yes? So this is kind of like your maidenhead, this symbol. I mean, it could be a pine cone. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, the rays of light through the tree. Whatever it is, this is your maidenhead. This is the guiding force of the energy that holds the quality for you. And you can go to it any time to remind you to anchor in this feeling. So put a hand back over your heart. Take a breath with me and tap your fingertips over your heart. And just receive, acknowledge and receive this quality. And say to yourself, I receive the quality of, and then you fill in the blank. I receive the quality of whatever it is within me. And breathe it in from that symbol. I receive the quality of within me. I receive the quality of within me. Now go down to the navel center and tap with your fingertips. I receive the quality of within me. And breathe it in from that symbol. I receive the quality of within me. And one more time. I receive the quality of within me. Now we're going to go up to between our brows, between our eyebrows. Right, in the forehead and tap there and say that 3 times to yourself. Okay, now I want you to switch hands and do the same thing. I'm just going to be silent while you repeat it with the other hand, the other fingers. Starting at the heart. And I receive the quality of within me. And breathe in the nature symbol. into the navel. And to the forehead. And you can be finishing that up, just relaxing. And I'm going to go through some more material with you while you come in for a landing and just integrate and just be with that. Very quiet on the line. I'm going to switch to Q&A mode, so you'll hear a computer voice. Sorry about the... Okay, so that we've switched modes, and I'm going to talk for a little bit and give you a chance to get in the queue for sharing if you'd like. Okay, so coming in for a landing on a place on the wheel is where we begin to walk our talk. This is the inspiration and energy which is behind the movement that you make from inspired action in your life. It's where the how the ship is guided toward the beauty of your vision. In inspired action, you ride on the energy of joy, and you go ahead and you buy the book on the country you want to visit, or you start learning the language. You get the new camera or the painting supplies. You sign up for the dance course or get your hands in clay, whatever it is that's tangible for you. You make a movement based on inspiration, in joy, and in beauty. It's based on enthusiasm. And there's a momentum to the arc. There's a spring in our step. There's a buoyancy where we're literally riding on the crest of the wave of our inspired quality. It comes from within us. And we're moved toward taking an action, and then that action, once taken, will be integrated. It's like the wave cresting and then washing on the shore. There's an integration period and a resting point back into stillness, just like there's a pause very subtly between each breath or at the top of the inhale right before you exhale, the bottom of the exhale right before you inhale. And the momentum of the wave as it arcs forwards and crests and reaches a peak, and then it falls and washes on the shore. We're literally going to ride the energy of inspiration and joy while following beauty in the areas of life of our vision. And that's how we're going to manifest. And our being is balanced with our doing. We don't have to do, go, with no pause time, no downtime, right? That is, that's the old way. It's the burnout way. It's the testosterone and adrenaline way. And this integration wave is very important. It's not modeled in our culture at all that I've seen. You know, mostly things I've seen, linear charts and graphs of progress reports and bottom lines and how are you doing? What are you doing today? There's almost a guilt if you're taking time off. It's like time off. Time off from what? You know, time to practice self-care, time to replenish, time to integrate. Integration is extremely important. And the integration and the still point inform your next action. You will get much more quality out of your actions. They will be far more in alignment, much more on target. For some reason, the analogy of bowling comes to mind, always cracks me up. But, you know, with one fluid motion, if you're aligned, you knock down, what is it, 12 pins or 10? I don't know, but it's a lot of pins. You know, it's like dominoes or something. So your actions are coming from this center place, and the ripples of those actions are smooth, and they're far-reaching, and they're also very coherent. A coherent signal is like a call that people can really hear. They know where you're coming from. The people who are meant to hear you can really hear you. And the people who are meant to recognize you can really hear you. If it's the book you're writing, you're right on signal, speaking to those who are meant to hear it. Yeah, if it's a country you want to travel to, it's like it's calling you. You know, you're learning its history or its language or whatever it is, art and culture, whatever it is, you're connecting with the energy of that place. It's like it's already inside you. It's already vibrating, and you're already being pulled. And it's so enriching to experience these different areas of the country, of the world, whatever it is, your soulmate, like two birds in a forest. You know how, if you're the, trying to chirp like some bird next to you, you're not putting out your own song. And rare birds find each other in the forest, no matter how far away they are. Yeah, they could be in Tasmania. It doesn't matter. You're putting out your signal. Distance doesn't matter. Time and space doesn't matter. You know, when you think of your friend and then they call you on the phone, they could be thousands of miles away. Connection is instantaneous when you're right on the signal, that exact signal of your friend's vibration. You felt it, they're thinking of you, you thought of them, the phone rings. Whoever started it, doesn't matter, you are on the wavelength, on the same station. This is true for manifesting our visions. We need to be on our station first. We need to dial in to release the static, right? We're dialing in so that our vibration is right on signal. And then we're very clearly heard, clearly received. So as we begin moving into action, we're touching really the substance of our joy in the physical world. We're moving closer to it, and it's moving closer to us. And what's happening is we're vibrationally matching the new experience more and more until it emerges or until the popcorn pops. So we'll always balance our action with rest and self-care. It's really my dedication to myself and to you to hold this space and to model this. Okay, deep breath. So if anyone would like to share about their experience, it would be great for you to press star 6 and then 1, and you'll get into the queue. Where you are with your vision, what quality showed up this evening, if there's an inspired action step. Okay, so caller with the last digits, 5051.
That's me, Hillary. This is Adrian.
Adrian, hi.
Hello.
Hi, share your experience.
Well, I had a really, really strange experience.
Okay.
I thought I'd share it because it's kind of unusual. I never had this one exactly happen before.
Okay.
It took me a while to search out a quality, and I got a little garbly on the line, so I wasn't sure if we were supposed to pick something from our wheel or not. So I picked riches, as in riches of love, and riches of creativity, and riches of family.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all going fine, and then when you had us bring it to our bodies, I got the worst headache in my right eye.
Oh, interesting.
Horrible. I thought, okay, this is not the quality that I'm supposed to be bringing in, and searched some more, and tried to see what the headache needed to be just taken care of. Couldn't find that particularly. And then the quality of light came in.
Uh-huh.
And headache was gone. And the physical manifestation of that was moonlight on the ocean.
Mm.
Which smells, you can't exactly touch it, but you can see it and you can smell it.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it was so soothing and so beautiful and a quality that I would like to grow more of in just about every area of life.
So the moonlight on the ocean, that, tell me more about how that feels in your body when you bring that in. What does it bring to you?
Serenity and awe and compassion.
Uh-huh.
Connectedness.
So serenity, awe, and compassion and connectedness, it sounds like the relaxation into the receptive serenity of the moon. You know, the moon is the feminine mm-hmm. energy of light. It's receptive and reflective. Mm-hmm. It's cooling and soothing and relaxing and opening. So whatever the headache was about, obviously something moved through you. And you were doing exactly what you were supposed to do. Whatever you were focusing on brought up the energy and then cleared.
Yeah.
So isn't it interesting how we always go to a body symptom means we must have done something wrong, and then you keep going and it clears. Like
indeed.
That was a wonderful healing and clearing.
The clearing was great. I'm still a little bit puzzled about why the initial quality brought up what it did. So I think I have more work to do in that area.
Yeah, you can also look at it like whatever was brought up by those areas, the quality of receptiveness, reflection, that receptive, calm, serene feeling is what clears the stuff.
Yes. Yes. And it's certainly the quality that serves me to the highest in every area of life.
Uh-huh. In every area. So if you were going to choose one of those areas for now, knowing that all the areas come with it, just by coming in for a landing on one of those areas for now, what would it be?
One of the areas that
And that was abundance and family and was it creativity or?
Creativity.
Yeah, so if you were going to pick one of those for a focus just for now, which one would it be, knowing that all three areas will come with it?
I think it's so hard to decide.
This is the thing. This is what this class is about, is to help us include all the areas in our choice. Because one reason why we kind of don't move forward with our vision is because we feel like by choosing one thing, we'll leave something else out. You know, like we would never want to leave our family out, so how could we choose creativity? You know, that's what the mind does. It thinks that when we focus on something that we're excluding, we're actually, remember that soft eye focus when we're doing the Wheel of Life process?
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, what we're doing, that's a visual experience, which I'm talking about now, like kinesthetically. There's like a soft focus from the heart, which will include the whole wheel when you focus on one area. So if you did, let's just make it up that you focused on creativity and that was the choice at the moment, your family would benefit even more from that because of your focus on creativity. Or if you did focus on family, your creativity would start soaring because you really came in for a landing just in the moment where you are. You're really present with one choice at a time.
Okay.
There's an amazing thing that happens when we step out of either or, and oh, something's left out or somebody's left out, and we just go ahead and make the choice and then expand to include the whole wheel, but stand in one area at any moment. And there'll be a flow. I mean, you'll feel the connection right across the wheel to that other place because you came in for a landing. It's
no,
a way
I do.
Of making
it doesn't matter which of those three I land on, the other two enter in.
They will be even more blessed. And you're not fixed. You don't have to stick there with every exercise. You don't have to. It's just like you imagine someone, let's see, if you were jumping on a trampoline or something, if you were walking around the trampoline, that'd be one thing. But if you started to sort of bounce and really like choose and start breathing and jumping, you would activate your energy. And in any one spot, if you came in for a landing and really came in fully and then pushed off fully, you would gain momentum. You'd activate your life force. Mm-hmm. And then you can still move all around and experience all the areas. You're not stuck there. You're not stuck there for the whole 90 days. But to really choose an area for now, one at a time, and then include the others. It's a way of parking the left brain, sort of pressing the pause button, which the left brain separates things out. If I choose this, I can't have that.
I like that, and I like the analogy of the trampoline, because you have to decide where you're going to land on that trampoline.
Yeah, you do.
You have
to make
all of it at one time.
You can't have all. Yeah, if you're you're too scattered. If you want all of it at one time, you never really come in for a landing. You never really push off. You don't gain momentum.
Right.
And it's not. It's only a choice to bring yourself fully into the present moment. It doesn't mean you're stuck in that one spot.
I like that.
And then we're always going from the center place, which is the beingness, that open center of the circle, which includes all, and then into our doingness around the wheel. We really come in for a landing and focus there for whatever period of time it is. Some of us are going to focus on one area of life the whole 90 days. Some of us are going to move around. You know, it's going to change and it's going to move around. And we will notice in any one area, one or two of the other areas are going to feel very related. And that's great. That's a good thing. Right now you have three areas that are strongly related. So just you might want to play with coming for a landing in each one and then see which one holds your focus just for right now the longest. And just embrace the other two. See what happens.
Okay. Good exercise.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian.
Thanks.
I'm going to go ahead and mute that line. Anybody else want to share their experience? Press *6 and then 1. And while you're getting in the queue, oh, here's someone. Caller with the last 4 digits, 1758. You're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Wendy. Did I get through?
Yes, you're through. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Oh, great. Gosh, I'm fine. Before I just tell you what happened there, I just wanted to say I've really experienced some changes on the wheel, too, that have been surprising, but I won't go into that now, but I was surprised at my original focuses and have switched to some other areas.
It happened.
On this one, I definitely decided, because it seems to have been the one that stuck with me the most through everything, is the soulmate, the soul partner.
Yes.
So I went with that one for this exercise, and I ended up kind of in a different place walking through this field, and it was golden, like wavy grass, and I was kind of floating, and I did have another being with me, and we were just floating across this field, and it was warm and soft, and there was a warm breeze. Everything was kind of yellowish and gold, the sun and the grass and everything. And my first feelings were shared compassion. And it was like being caressed, and I was feeling like I'm finally being caressed. You know what I mean? I really felt like a shared compassion caress, and it brought up, you know, a little sadness but joy at the same time of, wow, I can relax, and I think maybe I just have not been able to completely receive from deep inside for a long time.
Yeah. So opening up that capacity and having that body memory woken back up of what that feels like.
Right. Because I'm always thinking in my head, oh, yeah, you know, I'm receiving, you know, but I've gotten more in touch with lately that I've had, you know, the deep part when you go below, that I really haven't been, you know, allowing myself or opening up. And I think maybe part of that is, you know, just closing some of that off from all those losses. And, you know, I've been opening up little by little, but just that deepest part kind of seems to be reopening a little bit right now.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that quality and nature, the part of nature touched you that deeply that you were able to contact that feeling of being touched.
That's what I haven't been able to do for a long time. It's like, and I remember, you know, some of the words that you said in one session about the trying.
Yes.
And my head always wants to jump in, you know, and try. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so I have been working on not trying.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And that felt the most relaxed, that particular vision just now. I felt in a long time. I mean, you know me, I'm so comfortable in water. I can float in water forever. But this was a surprise to be just softly walking through that grass was just a really, really wonderful feeling. I felt like tension release, and I felt like I said, I felt like I was being caressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful how your body and your being knows exactly the right element of nature to bring you to? It knows, you know, like you say, your most dominant element, water, and, you know, we have predominant colors and predominant elements, and they're great. They match so much of how we express ourselves. And yet when we're doing a healing meditation, it'll come through where exactly you need to connect to have to be opened up to receive. And when we, you know, we could have, I could have used a guided meditation where I'm suggesting, you know, a certain element of nature, and sometimes I do.
Right.
Especially in the beginning, just to get used to it and connect and whatever, you know, works. But always you come in for a landing, so to speak, in your spot with what's needed for you for that quality to activate the vibration that is needed for the match, for the experience. It has to be so. Otherwise, it's always outside of you. If it's not inside you, there's not a magnetic draw.
Right.
So
and I also...
For sharing, yes. Go ahead.
And in you sharing with Adrian, too, because I've been kind of, over the weeks, having that thing of what you were talking about I had different things coming up to focus on, and just the fact that when you focus on one, it's going to affect the others. You know, that's really... It's like, oh, good, you know? Because it does seem that at different times you focus on different things, and that's what I've been noticing, especially when I did the wheel. I was surprised at the, you know, the
how
areas
it would move around.
Not what I was thinking at the, you know,
this
and other parts came up.
This is a very ancient archetypal symbol. Many versions of it are seen in all cultures. You know, there's the astrological wheel, both Western and, you know, the ancient Vedic one. There's the Wheel of Life is, you know, I mean, there's a Mayan calendar. The Wheel of Life is an archetypal symbol, and it's all inclusive. And we're so left brain dominant in our culture that we think choices leave people out. Like, oh, if I choose this, that leaves this person out. Or if I choose this for myself, it'll leave the other one out. Because our whole lives, we've been programmed to think that way, that there's not enough to go around. We certainly have had many experiences like that, so why wouldn't we believe it, you know?
Right.
The fact is, when we're opening up to the creative process and we're opening up to that field of infinite possibilities, it's all inclusive. So your focus is just the joy of the moment so you can be fully present there. It doesn't leave anything or anybody out. And we can say that probably 100 times and take it in deeper and deeper, because that one belief will separate us from the place where our visions come from, by thinking there's not enough to go around. If we choose this, then we're not going to have that. And we're going to go deeper into that in the second month when we talk about authentic choices and full body yes, full body no, you know, being able to register the clarity of what's right for you from the body for that moment. And being able to, we're going to do some much deeper clearing processes. Today is just an introduction and to this. But in our second month, we'll be going through and making room for the pregnancy, for these visions. And our choices will, more and more, you'll hear me say how inclusive they are. And how they, you know, your creativity will benefit your family, your balance of resources and money will benefit your personal growth, health and wellness, whatever, that each one touches the others. And if you allow yourself to become fully present with any one quality in the moment or any one area of life, just for that moment, and if it shifts, it shifts. But when you're going back and forth and you can't decide, you never fully come into any one.
Right. Now, that's a real aha on this.
And I think that's probably what goes on when our body symptoms come up and we do this, is because it's like, oh, no, I can't leave this out. If I choose this, then that. And we go into a values conflict, and that is just from our separate ego training from culture that, you know, we have to separate. These are all separate zones. That's why I like using a wheel and not a pyramid or something.
Exactly.
Because of the circle, the round circle is inclusive in itself. And then I added the open center, which is the center of being, because we're going to have a balance of giving and receiving, doing and being through the whole course. Action and rest, action and rest, and all doing comes from being. So thank you, Wendy. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Anybody else? We have time for one more share, and then I'm going to describe to you what's coming up. Next week, we have an interview instead of a live class. Let me just say that. And that interview is going to be on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and it's the very same phone number that you're calling in, but I'll send you an email because it's a different access code, right? So same number you've been calling in. It's next Tuesday the 10th. I'm going to be interviewing Willow Brown. She's an amazing healer, acupuncturist, and also teacher of Taoist sexology. And talk about the healing power of sacred sexuality. She's a fascinating woman. She's led women to this beautiful temple in Lao in the East and does her meditation and practices with the women. It's very beautiful work. I can't wait to interview her and have you all join. So what's happening with our schedule next week is, so Wednesday there's no live class and there's the interview on Tuesday. That recording will be posted on the members page. It's also, it's this very same phone number, but it's a different access code, and I'll send that to you. That's because it's part of my Women's Meditation Cafe. So you can actually invite your friends to that call if you want to. That's, our calls are private, and our access code, our members page, our links to the YouTube is a private channel, the Facebook's private. But the next week's interview is, you can invite friends if you'd like. And I think her take on the sort of modern-day practices, you know, resurrecting these ancient practices and bringing them into modern day, just hearing her talk about it is so healing. It's incredible. So I'm really looking forward to sharing her with you. And then I will be off of my computer for 5 whole days after that interview. So if I, you know, if you email me, you may get a little response back saying, you know, she's out of the office for 5 days. Because I'm going into an integration phase for those 5 days, Wednesday through Monday morning. I will be taking silent retreat. And so there's 2 what I call pregnant pauses or integration times in our schedule. And one is next week, which is Wednesday the 11th. And then one is April 15th, tax day of all days. And there will be interviews instead, probably that week on the Tuesday. I will do another interview. I'm lining up that now. And but we will have, that'll be an integration week with just an assignment to go back over what's been taught already and to choose a practice that really appeals to you to, you know, to be honest, what I've found in courses that I've taken over many weeks and months, and I've taken a lot of them over the years, when you get loaded up with a new practice every week, new concepts, you never really savor and integrate and apply fully what you're learning. And so that's why it's important to have a couple of pregnant pauses, integration weeks, and an assignment. And then you'll have a recording of an interview that will be helpful to you. I'm working right now with a woman who's probably going to do the second interview, I think, and it's going to be on balancing our on our natural way to balance our hormones through diet. And so she's a naturopath, and we're working out a date now to do that. I like her work. I like the results I see with clients. So I think that's going to be a very helpful and fascinating interview for us, too. So let's see. Anybody else? It looks like we're just about at time. And, okay, one more person. And it looks like I think Catherine from up near Oregon. Is this you, Catherine?
It is, Catherine.
Hi. I'd love to hear you share.
Okay, it's interesting that you would say that about the pregnancy, the pause.
Mm-hmm.
In my meditation, I was in being and ordered into creativity, which was the symbol of the goddess. And because in order to be able to paint, draw, you have to be able to see. And in order to see, you have to just be.
Yes.
So that's what I noticed. And my whole motivation behind the creative part, the drawing part or painting, is so I can enjoy life to the fullest. And when I enjoy life to the fullest, it really opens me up spiritually.
Wonderful. So you found yourself naturally resting and being and then coming out for the creativity. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you fully come in for a landing and from the being into the doing of creativity, how does that feel in your body?
It feels absolutely vibrant.
Wonderful.
Full of life. And
Almost
like I can smell the honeysuckle and just be so excited about life, because it's almost like being a child seeing everything for the first time.
Thank you for that, Catherine. Yeah, it's so important, that quality of childlike wonder. Hugely important. Yeah, I wanted to share with everyone that the video for this week is an inquiry meditation practice, and it's definitely about choosing a quality, whichever quality you want. In the video, I choose the quality of ease, because as Catherine says, I chose one that was neutral and would take us into being. And then you can take this very same practice, and you can choose a quality that's motivates you in one of your areas of life, whatever that is, you know, vitality or beauty or grace or whatever it is, connection, intimacy, and then the nature symbol. And for this video, I'd like you to get a small, smooth stone that fits comfortably in the palm of your hand. So have that ready for when you're like to experience your video practice. Get your little smooth stone that's comfortable to hold in your hand, and we'll take you through an inquiry embodiment exercise that I absolutely love. I definitely use this one a lot, and there are several teachers that use this, and this is sort of my own amalgam of those practices. And we go into the childlike wonder, and we're living into the question of, I wonder, you know, I wonder what is, and then this quality, and you'll see how that goes. All right, so I so appreciate all of you. Remember, we're beginning with being, and then we are opening up to receive the quality. Then we fully show up by coming in for a landing in any one of these areas of life to take inspired action. We'll be inspired when we come in for a landing. We will be moved, right? That buoyancy, like on the trampoline. And it's a ride. As you bounce up, there's a wave of joy that you ride in action, whatever it is you're attracted to do. And then that crest, and you come back down to rest and integrate. So enjoy your week. I know you're going to enjoy the interview next week. And I hope you enjoy the video. And I always appreciate your emails and postings. And I'm going to unmute the lines just a moment here for... Okay, you are all muted, and let's just say blessings and good night.
Thank you.
Blessings, good night. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you so much. Good night, everyone. I'll talk to you next Tuesday, and then we'll be back on the lines with our regular number and access code following Wednesday the 18th. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.